We all like secrets, right? Well, it's time for an attitude check. Turn to the person next to you and ask them, how's your attitudes this morning? How are your attitudes this morning? That's his mic needs to be turned off because you're on the same channel. Let's start. So push the button here on mute. Something goes off. Okay, so how many of you have good attitudes this morning?
So 多少人有好的态度?
How many of you have bad attitudes?
多少人态度不佳?
How many of you have some of both?
多少人是两样都有一点?
Well, we've been talking about attitudes, in particular talking about adjusting our attitudes.
我们一连串讲了很多 做信徒的心态，或者是调整我们的心态。
And our theme verse comes from Ephesians 4, verses 22 and 23.
今天的经文是以弗所书4章22到23节。
And just reading the highlight verses, it says, you were taught to be made new in the attitude of your minds.
这里说我们要脱去你们的旧人，又要将你们心智改换一新。
So on New Sunday, we talked about I can do it later, which is procrastination.
上一次我们讲到，我们也许想有的时候会觉得我可以稍后再调整我们的态度，是这种懈怠的心态。
And then in May, we talked about I don't get mad, I just get even, which of course is revenge.
5月我们曾经讲到，别发那么大脾气，只要找好平凡的机会。 加以报复，这种报复的心态。
And a great quote that I like, it doesn't come from the Bible, but it says this, it's not what happens to you that really matters, what really matters is your attitude towards what happens.
我很喜欢的一句话就是说，别在乎你的遭遇，更重要的是你对遭遇所持有的态度如何。
How many of you like the cartoon called Peanuts? Any of you?
有多少人看过这个花生漫画?
That along with Family Circus, those are my two favorite cartoons.
那是我很喜欢的漫画其中的一个。
So here we have Charlie Brown walking along and the girls say, well, if it isn't Charlie Brown.
花生漫画里面有一个叫查理的，他说如果不是查理的话呢?
Good old wishy-washy Charlie Brown.
那个查理是不在乎，马马虎虎的一个人。And
they all laugh, ha 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 ha.
他们就一起在笑那个查理。And
again, Lucy says, "Hi, Charlie Brown. Is that your head, or are you hiding behind the balloon?"
那个 Lucy 就在笑查理，说：“这是到底是你的头呢，还是一个你躲在一个大的气球后头？”
And then she laughs, ha 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 ha.
然后又讥笑他, ha ha.
So Charlie Brown goes home.
所以查理回到家里后,
turns on the radio.
开开收音机,
and on the radio it says, and what in all this world is more delightful than the gay, wonderful laughter of little children?
这个世界多么可以多愉快如果
充满了孩子们的嬉笑的声音。And so Charlie Brown kicks the radio.
所以查理愤怒之下就把这个收音机踢掉。How
many of us have ever been criticized or made fun of by another person?
在我们在座有多少人曾经变成别人愚孝的这个对象?
Well, I was surprised. I thought everybody here had been criticized by another person.
我以为我们每个人都受过别人的挑剔，是不是?
How does it make you feel when someone does that to you?
如果有些人指责你挑剔你的毛病的时候，让你有什么样的反应呢?
Maybe rather than kicking the radio, you feel like kicking them, right?
如果不是好像查理踢这个收音机，你可能想去踢他们。So
here's the rest of the secret sermon title. I don't like you. I don't like what you do. I don't like you.
所以这是今天讲到的题目。我讨厌你，我更讨厌你的一举一动。
And we're talking about being negative and critical.
所以题目就是负面和挑剔。
Now, I've titled it this way because when we repeatedly tell people we don't like what they do, they also believe eventually that we do not like them either.
就我常常我们如果经常说我们不欣赏某些人的行为的时候，会容易让他们误会我们根本不喜欢他们这个人。
Think about negative critical attitudes for a minute.
想象一个负面挑剔的口吻，
What do they do to you?
他们会这些口吻会怎么样来影响你？
If you're on a team, what do they do to the team?
他们会怎么样来影响这个团队的运作？
What about in your family when someone is negative and critical? What does it do to your family?
如果你一天到晚被家人挑剔你毛病的时候，你这个会影响这个家庭，怎么样来影响这个家庭？
And it can even happen in the church. How does it affect the whole church?
又会怎么样影响整个教会
？And even where we work or where we go to school, these attitudes are very, very effective. Affect people.
甚至我们的工作的场合，我们的学校，这些负面的挑剔挑毛病的口吻会影响很大的。
Some of us here this morning probably have a big problem with this attitude.
在座我们有些人也许已经完全被这种挑剔的心态来掌控。
Maybe sometimes some of us do have a problem, and other times it's not really a big problem.
但是有些人也许略受这些态度的影响。
And it's possible that a few don't even have this problem.
也许在座有很多人根本没有这种的心态。
So how many of you would admit this morning that sometimes I have, meaning you and me as well, have a problem with a negative critical attitude? Any of you?
但是有多少人承认自己曾经受过这种心态的缠绕呢？
I will admit, I do.
我承认我就是其中的一个。
You read the devotional from the Daily Bread this morning. Paul said, it's not as though I have obtained all this or arrived yet, but he said, I keep pressing on to what God has for me.
今天早上我的灵修讲读到保罗的经文，就是他说，我不以为我已经得到了，但我总是要努力向前，向着标杆直跑。
So I want to encourage you this morning that it's an area that God has helped me in. I'm not perfect by any means in it yet, but I can tell you from my experience, God will help you if you allow Him to.
所以我愿意与你分享，虽然我自己有这些毛病，神也在帮助我。
Now for some people, it's very easy to see this negative critical attitude in their life.
但有些人这种心态很明显的在他们的生活里面表现出来了。
All you have to do is listen to the things they say, look at their body language, look at the things they do, and it's very, very obvious.
我们很容易可以从他们的言行举止里面看得出来。
But some people have a way of covering it up, and you might be surprised that they have a struggle with this.
但有些人外表上好像看得他看很不明显。
Because you see, they may not say anything at work or at school or at church, but when they get home, oh my.
也许在人前他们并不容易表露出来，但是一回到家里面，他们就马上开始不停的挑剔、批评。
And they can become very critical. You already said that, I think.
I guess. I did. Don't criticize me.
I am not. I give him my notes, so once in a while he gets ahead of me. So I interpret for him. That's the way that works.
We criticize each other.
Well, if you don't think you have a problem with being negative and critical, I would still encourage you to listen closely this morning.
但是就算你不认为你有这一种负面或挑剔的心态，我仍然希望你能够留心听。
And if you're really brave, after you get home, ask your spouse or your children or a friend or somebody here at church if you have a problem with a negative attitude.
如果你有足够的勇气的话，你回到家里后，请你问问你的配偶、儿女和你的朋友们，你是否有这种心态方面的偏差。
But if you do ask that and they tell you the truth, don't criticize them. Don't be negative because they told you the truth.
但是如果他们把事实告诉你的话，千万别批评他们。
Sometimes we can find out we have one of these problems and we don't really realize it.
你也许会发现别人认为你有这些的偏差，但是你却自己没有留意到。
So if you want to follow along this morning, on the back of the bulletin, there is an outline that you can use and fill in the blanks if you would like.
在周报的后面有让你写笔记的地方啊，如果你一面听，你可以一面的写笔记。
So the first question we're going to ask is, why shouldn't I be negative and critical? Everybody is, after all.
所以第一个问题就是，如果大家都有这种负面的这个心态的时候，为什么我们不可能不应该有这种负面和挑剔批评的心态呢？
Well, if you turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, we'll be looking for a while here to verse 29, Ephesians 4:29.
如果我们翻到以弗所书四章二十九节的地方，我们可以看圣经怎么教导。
And the first reason we see in verse 29 is simply because God says so. He said it. We shouldn't be negative and critical.
所以第一个原因，我们不应该有这种心态，就是神说不得有。
So look at this verse. First of all, it says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk."
那一节讲到神说不要让污秽的言语。
And so when it says "do not," it actually means stop.
不要有，不要让，意思就是说不要讲。
And yes, it means you. It means me.
是的，包括你跟我在内。
And sometimes, maybe it'd help if we would just put our hand over our mouth.
有的时候，也许我们需要用手盖住我们的口，禁止自己讲。
So it says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk, none at all, come out of our mouths."
所以不要让这些污秽的言语，就是。
Now, in the United States today, when we use the word "wholesome," we often think of food, don't we?
常常我们用这种这个字
So we think
健全的，我们想到这个我们的食物。
So we think of fruits and vegetables and milk and yogurt, all that good, healthy, wholesome food.
我们想到这些营养价值高的，对我们有益的食物。
And of course, just the opposite of that is what we call junk food, right? All this junk food.
反面就是说那些垃圾食物。
So he's saying, no, nothing unwholesome, just that which is wholesome.
不要吃那些垃圾食物，只要吃一些有营养价值高的食物。
But the New International Version actually uses a word that is much nicer, much softer than what the word really means.
但是这个字真正的意义，比食物更丰富。
If you had the King James translation, you'll notice it says corrupt. Sounds a lot different than unwholesome, doesn't it?
如果我们用新定本的英文圣经，你们可以看出来，这个字真正的意思是讲到污秽这个字意思讲到腐烂。
So as we look at the word, what it literally means, unwholesome means bad, worthless, comes from a word called rotten.
所以这个字本来字面的意思是就是坏的，没有营养价值的，是腐败的。
So now we take a little step further. We're not just talking about unwholesome food. We're talking about garbage.
我们再进一步，我们不单只讲这些没有营养价值的食物，其我们可以联想到这些垃圾。
Anybody want a piece of garbage this morning?
有谁要垃圾？
I'll give it to you afterwards, Jason.
完了以后让他再坏一点才给你。
And so it applies when we're talking about unwholesome talk here.It can apply to a lot, but in the context, what we're really talking about is the things that we say.
我们这些污秽的东西，在这个经文上下文里面是说这些是我们言语方面，指我们言语方面的东西。
So we could paraphrase it as saying, "Do not let any talk come out of your mouths that is bad for other people. That is, no worthless, rotten, garbage talk that tears them down."
所以这一句话的意思其实是说，我们不要对人说无益或损人的话语，就是那些毫无价值的、腐烂的、垃圾言语，只会贬低人的言辞。
So when it says talks about coming out of your mouth, just envision this garbage coming out of your mouth.
圣经告诉我们，这些污秽的言语不要从你口中而出，试想这些垃圾从你的口里面出来。
It's pretty gross to think about, isn't it? All this garbage come out, but that's exactly what he's saying. Don't let it happen.
就是说，不要让这些坏的、腐烂的东西从你的口里面出来。
So the negative command is, don't let this critical garbage come out of your mouth. So we move on then to the positive command.
所以消极方面的吩咐就是不要让这些挑剔的讳言从口而出。那么积极或正面的吩咐是什么呢？
And as you move on in verse 29, you'll see the next part says, but only that which is helpful.
29节的下半节讲到，但要对人说有利和造就人的话。
And some people who love to criticize will make this excuse.
有些喜欢挑剔人的人会这样，有这样的借口说。
They'll say, oh, this is helpful. They need to hear this.
我说的正是对他有帮助的。 是他应该听的。
Are you really sure, or is this just something that you want to let them know? An idiom we say, give them a piece of your mind.
真的如此吗? 还是你只是想别人知道你对这个人的看法或评价?
It would be better to ask God, is this something that is helpful for this person, or would it be better if I just didn't say it at all?
你最好应该先问问神说，我想说的话，对这个人真的有利益吗？
And just in case we miss the point, it goes on and says, for building others up according to their needs.
圣经甚至这里告诉我们说，要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
And when it's talking about building up, it's really using the illustration here of building a house.
什么叫做造就? 就是用一个盖房子的例子来解释。
Some of you, not all of you, know that I've been a carpenter and I've built a number of houses.
也许你们知道，我曾经是一个木匠，我盖了很多的房子。
So it's a perfect illustration for me of thinking about how we start from the very basement and we build it up and build it up and build it until it's complete.
所以对我来说，这是一个很贴切的一个例子，就是盖房子，我们从地下室开始，然后慢慢往上建立。
Now, suppose I'm in the middle of building a house and somebody comes along with a backhoe and starts to tear it down like this. What would I think?
如果我们正在造房子的时候，有个人开了这个推土机来把我的房子拆毁了，我们会怎么样感？有什么样的感受呢？
Well, the nice thing to do would be get on the phone and call the police and tell them what's going on.
也许你会马上打电话911。
The tempting thing would be to get my gun out.
更可能有人会把手枪都拿出来了。But
just think about that for a minute in the Christian life. God is working in us to build us up, and He wants us to be built up by other Christians, and we come in with a backhoe sometimes and start tearing things down that He's trying to build up.
信徒的生活也是一样，神要我们彼此建造，但是有人却偶尔做一些拆毁的工作。God
says you can be partners with me to build this up, to build other people up, or you can be an enemy and tear things down.
神说你可以与我同工，来帮助我建在这个人的生命里面建造造就他，但是你也可以与神为敌来摧毁他。And
so we need to think about words that would help build other people up.
所以我们要思想什么是有造就性的言辞。And
it says according to their needs.
就是说要按照人的需要。
Do we ever think about what people need, or are we just thinking about what we need and what would make us feel better?
我们是否常思想别人所需要的是什么呢? 或者是我们只思想自己的需要来满足自我?
I really blew it this week. I know that doesn't surprise you, but...
这个星期我犯了一个大错。
I decided to talk to Nancy about something I thought that she needed to work on.
我决定跟我的妻子谈，我觉得她应该改良的地方。But
I didn't think about her needs and what was helpful at that time.
但是我却疏忽了她内心的需要和当时对她有益的事情。I
didn't look from her perspective. I didn't understand what she's going through and thinking about that.
我没有从她的角度和她的心情来衡量她在生活里面所遭遇的事情。
I just looked at it from mine, and as a result, I hurt her.
我只顾着我自己的看法，结果我伤害了她。And
then I felt really bad.
我自己也非常难过。So
now we had two people who were feeling good to two people who are feeling bad.
所以我们从原来可以两个人都开心的，变成两个人都难过。
all because I was not thinking of what was helpful to her and what her needs were at that time.
都是因为我当时没有想清楚她到底真正的需要在哪里。
So I asked her for forgiveness and being the gracious person that she is, she forgave me.
我请她原谅我,她也原谅我。
But it would have been much better to say, don't say it.
虽然她原谅我,但这却远不如当初不开口为妙。
And then it goes on and says that it may, I want to back up and say one more thing first. We need to know people to know what their needs are.
我们需要认识人才能够了解他们真正的需要。
And we have to have the right words to say to build them up based on their needs.
并且要照着他们的需要寻找适当的话来造就他们。
And it goes on and it says that it may benefit those who listen.
圣经继续告诉我们要使听者获益的话语。
Now benefit means for their good, and this is an important thing to do.
对人有益就是对他们有好处了。But
I really like what the King James Version says.
但是我真是很喜欢新定本的翻译。It
says that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
它翻译成为这些话语带给他的听众有一些的恩惠。It
means to give grace to other people, to share grace with them and from your heart.
是把恩惠从你的心里面带给人。And
grace is something, of course, that we is given to us that we do not deserve.
恩典就是赐给我们原来我们不配得的那些的好处。And
grace is such an important, in Colossians 4, verse 6, it says, let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
在加拉太书呢，你说到第四章六节，让你的话语常常带着恩惠帮助人。It's
the opposite of the critical condemning judgment that comes out of us when we're negative and condemning and judgmental.
就刚好跟这些定罪、挑剔、批评的，是个一个反义字。And
grace is a word that we really emphasize a lot in the Christian life.
是恩惠或者是恩典，是在信徒的生活里面，我们常常想到的。How
are we saved?
常常要说的。Everybody
say, by grace. You're saved by grace.
我们是因为恩典而得救的。We
like to sing about grace.
我们也喜欢唱有关恩典的歌。
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
奇异恩典，拯救我们。
Wonderful grace of Jesus.
耶稣大的恩典。
And we like to say thank you, God, for the grace that you've given to me.
你说，神，我感谢你所白白赐给我的恩典。
If we have received so much grace, why is it so hard for us to give grace to other people?
但是如果我们白白的得了这么丰富的恩典的时候，为什么我们这么难把一点点的恩典分享给我们周围的人呢？
Since it's what God gives to us so abundantly, shouldn't we in turn give that grace to other people as well?
所以神既然已经这样丰富的把他的恩典赐给我们，我们岂不应当也乐意的把恩典转送给我们周围的人呢？
And it goes on and says that it may benefit those who listen.
圣经继续说，这些听的人可以获益。So
suppose we're talking today, who all is listening?
哪些听的人是包括哪些人呢？
Or if you're criticizing someone, who all is listening?
你批评人的时候，哪些人在听呢？
Well, you are, because you're talking, and you better listen to what you say.
你自己也听到你讲的话。The
person you're talking to.
你说话的对象。
And everybody who hears.
任何可以听得到的人。
And so it's to everyone who listens.
所以是所有可以听见你说话的人。
So here are four questions that we should ask before we speak.
所以我们说话前必须问下面的四个问题。
First, is it wholesome? Is it good?
是否是良言?
Or put it the other way, is it garbage?
或者是从另外一个方面说，是否是污秽的言语?
Second question is does it build others up?
第二个问题是是否造就人?
Third question, is it beneficial to those listening?
第三个是否对听者有益处?
And the fourth question is, does it meet their needs?
第四个就是是否适合他们的需要?
If we ask these questions before we say something, I think it would keep us from saying a lot of harmful, hurtful things. Instead, we can say the graceful things that God wants us to say.
如果我们都以这四个问题为念的时候, 我们就很容易不去讲一些对人有损的话。
So the number one reason that we shouldn't be negative and critical is that God says not to, and if we do, it's sin.
所以第一个我们不应该有这种挑剔批评的心态，就是原因就是说神不允许。
So are we ready to get serious about this attitude and call it what it is?
神也认为那是有罪的，所以我们是否愿意用严谨的态度来面对这个问题呢？
Now I know some of you have a question going in your mind, if you're thinking anyway.
至少在座有些人会开始思想。
My question is, does that mean we are never to disagree with others, to correct them, or let them know when they're wrong and doing something wrong?
我问一个问题就是，我们难道我们不能够对别人持有不同的意见，或是去更改别人所犯的错误呢？
The answer is in verse 15, Ephesians 4, verse 15.
答案在以弗所书4章15节。
It says, instead, speaking the truth in love.
那里说到，我们要用爱心说诚实话。
Instead of a negative cut down, hurting their feelings and attacking their self-esteem, we in a positive, gentle, and loving way build them up when we talk to them, and I would say it's best alone.
所以那里教导我们，当别人犯错误的时候，我们不但不用踩低伤害 或使人失去自尊的言辞，以恶言相待，反而以正面的、温柔的、慈祥造就人的话，私下与那个人沟通，不要公众。
Another reason that we shouldn't do this is because there are negative consequences.
第二个，我们不要有批评、挑剔的这个心态，原因就是这些污秽的言语有负面的果效。
It hurts other people and can destroy them.
这些话语会伤害败坏人。
People that we say the things to can be hurt emotionally, spiritually, and mentally.
人会因为我们不当的话语，深受身心灵各方面的创伤。
It can leave scars that are very difficult to remove.
到一个无法弥补的地步。
It also hurts the people who hear us, even if we're not talking to them.
而且隔墙有耳。 这些话语会被其他不应该听到的人听到。I've
been in a church all my life. I grew up in a church. My father was a pastor, and I pastored for many years.
我自己出生在一个教会的环境里面，我父亲是牧师，我自己也牧会了多年。I've
seen this happen a number of times.
我看见这种事情发生了很多次。The
Christians are negative and critical about other Christians and church leaders and services and yes, and even God.
许多基督徒都对有其他的信徒、教会领袖，甚至教会的事工，甚至神，有负面挑剔批评的心态。And
they wonder why their kids don't want to be Christians and follow God or go to church.
他们却不明白为什么他们的子女却不愿意成为基督徒，跟从神或去教会。And
they wonder why they can't reach non-Christians for Christ.
也更不明白为什么他们不能够领人归主。
Another negative consequences is, well, I'm going to use an illustration before I tell you.
另外一个这些不当言辞的后果呢，我用一个比喻来说。I
need a volunteer. Anybody want to come and volunteer for today?
谁愿意出来做，自愿出来。
My number one volunteer, Becca, you want to come? Or Michelle, did you want to do it? It's okay. Becca had her hand up first, so we'll go by that. I'm going to ask Becca to do two things.
她每一次都是自愿出来的第一个抢先的人。
I want you to take this tube of toothpaste, and I want you to do some little artsy stuff right here on this paper, okay? Try to keep it on the paper.
把这个牙膏从牙膏桶里面挤出来。
Yes, let's get creative. All right, here's her creativeness.
好，这是她画的。
Give her a hand, all right? Hey, that's the first thing I want her to do. Now, Becca, I want you to do the second thing. I don't want to waste all that toothpaste. Would you please put it all back in the tube?
第一把牙膏挤出来，但是我不想浪费它，所以我现在要它把这些这个挤出来的牙膏再放回去。Can
you put toothpaste back in the tube?
你很容易把挤出来的牙膏再放回牙膏桶里面吗？
It's not impossible, but it's very difficult.
不是不可能，但是非常困难。
And the second reason is we can't take back the critical words we say.
第二个难处就是君子一言驷马难追。
Even if we say, oh, I take that back, it doesn't work.
虽然有的时候我们 收回我们所讲的话，但是人家已经听了，不可能。
Just like once the toothpaste is out of the tube, can't get it back in.
就像这牙膏出来以后很难放回去。
So every morning, as you're putting toothpaste on your toothbrush, think about the day and say, Lord, help me not to say words that I wish I could put back in the toothpaste tube.
所以每天早上你挤牙膏的时候。 你作为一个祷告，神啊，帮助我今天不说我说了以后又想收回的那些话。The
third thing, and this is true of all of our attitudes, is it can destroy our reputation and our testimony about Christ.
第三个，我们不应该有这种心态，说不应该说话的原因就是，这些话语会使我们的人格受损。And
you've heard me say this before in a series already. I'll probably say it again, but this is very, very important, a crucial thing that we need to consider.
让我们失去见证，这是非常重要的一个。
So a negative attitude is, critical attitude is sin, it hurts other people, it hurts us, it hurts Christ. Do we really need any more reasons, or is that enough?
所以我们已经看到这些负面的挑剔，批评指责的态度是罪的一种，它害人害己，更害基督，我们还需要更多的理由。 来解释为什么我们不应该有这种心态吗？
So let's go on to the second question. Where do I get this attitude?
那么第二个问题就是，到底我们从什么地方学来这种心态呢？
Now, when we talk about where it comes from, it's not for the purpose of blaming somebody else. So you can say it's not my fault, it's their fault. That's not our purpose at all.
当我们寻找这些态度源头的时候，我们目的不是要去，把这个去。 归罪于别人。
Just that sometimes we need to deal with the root cause before we can have victory over the problem.
只是我们要指出问题的来源，所以我们可以对症下药。
So it can come from other people.
所以它的来源包括别人。
Such as parents, brothers and sisters, friends, co-workers, anybody we spend much time with.
包括父母、兄弟姐妹、朋友、同事和任何与我们花时间在一起的人。
And if we don't think that the people we spend time with affect us, and we don't haven't really seriously considered it.
如果我们不认为旁边的人与我们生活在一起的人会影响我们的话，也许我们没有真好好的思考这一件事情。We
can also get it from bad experiences.
我们也可以从不好的经历里面学到。Particular
person, maybe we've had more than one bad experience with, we can get very negative and critical about them.
也许从某一个人，我们有一些的不好的经历，我们常常会，培养一些负面的情绪，造成这种心态。Or
a type of person or a certain situation.
或某种人，或者是某种的情况，都可以。
In our conversation, we need to watch out for what we call superlatives, always and never, and words like that, because then we know we're headed in the wrong direction.
特别在我们的对话里面，我们要留意一些的词字眼，就是 特别是你想你说都是绝不等等的字眼，因为这很容易让我们引我们往一个错误的方向。
How many men here have ever said, "Women, they're always bad drivers"?
志好人在我们中间曾经说，女人都是开车很差劲的。
Or how many women here have ever said, "Men, they're always stubborn and bullheaded"?
女人常常说，男人都是顽固，不用大脑的。
Is that true?Is it true that women are always bad drivers?
是否每一个女人都是开车很差的？看看外面停车的那个女人，车子旁边都是撞的哇哇的。
By the way, check insurance rates and see whose insurance rates are lower, women or men's insurance rates.
但是你要去调查这个保险费，女人的高还是男人的高
？Or how many of us have ever said, "Teens never listen"?
多少人曾经说过
？Is that true？
青年人、年轻人、青少年都是不听话的，这是否是事实呢
？So when we have bad experiences, we can become critical and negative about a whole group of people, and it's just not true of all of them.
但是有一个不好的经历，让我们对一群人都有一些负面的态度。
Can also give it from self-righteousness.
我们也可以从自以为意的态度，这个态度里面学到这些负面的情绪。
And if you're familiar with the New Testament, you know how tough Jesus was on people who were self-righteous.
如果我们熟悉新约圣经的时候，我们可以知道耶稣对自我为意有多痛恨。
Our righteousness comes only through Jesus Christ. It's not because of us.
因为我们的义只有从信耶稣而来，没有从其他的地方可以得到。
Can also come through pride.
我们也可以从我们的自傲里面。
I can do it better.
有人认为我一定可以比其他的人做得更好。
Or something I learned from the Chinese pastor last week is the Chinese think that they're better. So now I know why you criticize me.
对，从上个礼拜，中文牧师的讲章里面，我们学到。中国人认为比洋鬼子都好。
Remember, he said it. I didn't say it.
洋鬼子是牧师讲的，不是我讲的。
Here's something that's interesting, though. It can come through just the opposite. It can also come through low self-esteem.
我们这些情绪可以从自傲来培养，但是也可以从自卑来培养。
So we think if we criticize other people, then we bring them down to our level.
当有些人自我形象很低落的时候，他很容易来批评别人，想把别人贬低。
It can come from our temperament.
也可以从我们的天然的倾向而来。
And of course, it can always come from Satan.
但是，最终也当然可以从撒旦魔鬼那里来。
He is called the accuser.
撒旦就是控告者。
It's one of the main things he does.
这是他主要的工作之一。
We see from the Bible that he accuses us to God. Say, look at like this week, Steve blew it with his wife. Look how bad he is.
我们从圣经教导我们，撒旦常常在那里控告，说这个人有多坏。
He accuses God to us. If God is really that way, if there's a God, he wouldn't do that.
他也控告神，如果神真是这样的话，他不应该让这些事情发生。
And he uses other people to accuse us.
他也用别人、人彼此控告。
And so we need to be careful and watch out what Satan is trying to do through us and through other people.
所以我们要留意撒旦借着我们或者借着其他的人所做的工作。
So we talked about why shouldn't I be negative and critical?
所以我们了解为什么我们不应该有这种挑剔批评的心态。
Where do we get this attitude?
或者这些心态的来源从哪里？
Maybe the most practical one is, what can I do about it?
但是最重要的是，我们应该怎么样来处理这种问题呢
？First thing we need to do is we need to call it what it is. We need to call it sin, and we need to repent of it.
第一，我们要认清楚它是罪，要认罪而悔改。
We need to quit making excuses.
不再找借口。
Quit saying I can't help it.
有的人常常说啊，我无能为力啊。
Or it's their fault. It's not my fault.
或者是这都是其他的人的错，不是我的。
So we need to confess it and ask for forgiveness.
所以我们需要承认这些罪而请求饶恕。
I think it's very important to admit that we've allowed Satan to get the victory in this area of our life and renounce Satan and give the area to God.
所以我们需要承认在我们生命里面曾经纵容撒旦在这方面的夸胜，但现在我们要驱逐他，把这方面交回给神。
We could also make a decision not to let others influence us.
我们也可以下定决心不再让别人在这方面继续的影响我。
And for some people, that may mean just staying away from them if it's possible because they are so negative and critical.
有些时候我们需要跟一些人不来拒绝与他们来往，因为他们给我们负面的影响太大了。
We also need to deal with the past God's way.
第三，我们需要用神的方法来处理我们以往的经历。
Verse 32, which we read for scripture, says, "Forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you."
在三十二节讲到，我们要彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了我们一样。
And so we need to go back, and it may be years, but we need to go back and forgive those who have criticized us.
也许经过了一段很长的时间，但我们需要回去来学习饶恕那些伤害我们的人。
Some of us here this morning have had some very important people in our lives criticize us.
也许在座有些人受到一些在生命里面很重要的人很伤害力很大的这个指责。
And some of them have criticized us very severely.
指责我们让我们受很大的伤害。
Maybe it's parents.
也许是你的父母。
Brothers or sisters.
你的兄弟姐妹。
Teachers.
你的老师。
A friend,
你的甚至你的朋友
，a spouse,
配偶
，the list can go on.
这个有很多很多的种。
And we may have these things going through our head that we have heard them say, and it may have been years and years ago.
虽然也许这些指责或者批评是很有以前的事情，但是责骂的字眼常常出现在我们的脑海里面。
I can tell you one that my brother's friend would say every time he saw me.
我可以告诉你我兄弟的朋友一个朋友看见我就说这种话。
We're talking 54 years ago.
这是54年前的事情。
He would look at me coming and he'd say, "Kill it before it multiplies."
他说kill it. 别再做以免它繁殖得很快。
And you may have things that go through your mind, such as, "You're no good."
也许在这些字眼在脑海里面出现，是说你没用。
Why do you always mess up?
你为什么常出纰漏？
You're ugly. You're fat. You're skinny. You're stupid. You're a loser.
你长得丑陋，你为什么这么愚蠢？你常是输家。
We may laugh, but it's because we are remembering some of those things, and maybe we have even said those things to other people.
我们现在听起来好笑，也许我们曾经听过这些字眼，也说过这些字眼。
And Satan does his best never to let us forget those harsh, negative, critical words.
撒旦也尽量不要我们忘记这些严厉的、负面的指责。
And I believe we'll never get the victory unless we go back and forgive those people, and deal with the things correctly.
但是我们如果不回去处理这些情绪或者是饶恕那些伤害我们的人的话，我们很难胜过。
But we also need to quit believing those things. So those are not true, and start believing what God says about us as His dearly loved children.
我们也不要继续的相信那些的谎言，但要知道真理。
And some of us need to go and ask forgiveness from others that we have been critical and negative and condemning with.
我们也需要向我们曾经批评伤害过的人求他们的宽恕。
As the Lord brings people to our mind, then we need to ask them for forgiveness.
当神把一些人的名字让我们回想起来，我们以前伤害过他们的时候，我们要回去做一些恢复的工作。
And then we need to begin a daily walk of victory.
然后开始在每天都走上这种得胜的路。
So here's what I encourage you to do every day.
所以我希望你能够每一天都做以下的事情。
Ask God to give you strength through the filling and the power of the Holy Spirit.
向神求借着圣灵充满而来的能力。
I don't believe that you can do this on your own.
我不认为，也不相信你可以，自己来完成这件事情。
And so there are three verses I'm going to give you that I have personalized, meaning I've taken it and applied it to myself, that have been very beneficial to me.
我想送你三节经文，这三节经文我都已经把它个人化，对我有很大的帮助，所以我现在送给你们。
It's a good prayer to pray in the morning. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
一个很好的祷告，诗篇141篇3节说：“耶和华，求你禁止我的口，把守我的嘴。”
You can also personalize this prayer from Ephesians 4:29.
你也可以把以弗所书4:29个人化。
You can say, God, with the help of the Holy Spirit, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of my mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs.
你可以向神祷告说：“神啊，求你借着圣灵的帮助，让污秽的言语一句不出我的口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。”
And then the one that I pray almost every day from Psalm 19:14.
最后一节是诗篇19篇14节，我经常用这一个祷告。
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
就是说，耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语、心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
The second thing that we need is ask God to change our heart.
第二个你可以做的是求神改变你的心。
Jesus said that the words that come out of our mouth actually are in our hearts, and it's just an overflow of the heart as we speak.
耶稣告诉我们，我们所说的言语其实是我们心里面的意念，心里想什么，口里就说什么。If
I had physical heart problems, I would go to Brother Daniel and say, I have a problem with my heart. You need to check it out and fix it.
如果我心脏有问题的话，我去他，他一定搞砸了。And
so when all this garbage keeps coming out of our mouth, we need to go to God and say, God, I've got a problem with my heart. I need your help to fix it.
但是你的 口里面有很多污秽的言语的时候，你可以去神那里，他就一定帮助你。And
then we can simply say positive, begin saying positive, encouraging things to others.
所以我们可以开始说正面鼓励的话。You
can say things like, I like your hair today.
你可以说，好像说，跟你旁边的人说，我欣赏你今天的发型。Your
smile really brightens up my day.
或者是你的微笑
I thank the Lord for the talents and gifts that He's given to you. I've been blessed by them.
你可以向旁边的人说，我感谢神赐给你这么大的恩赐和天分，让我得福。
This isn't so difficult. Right now, turn to a person next to you and say something positive and encouraging to them.
好，现在就开始向你周围的人讲一些正面鼓励的。
You do a wonderful job of translation.
How do you?
you get a very, very logical sermon.
Thank you.
It's easy to follow.
Wow, look how much fun you're having.
你们多开心啊。他告诉我我翻译得很好,但是他怎么知道呢?
And it wasn't that hard, was it?
不是那么难,是不是?
No, there isn't. I don't want to stop you, really, but...
不想停,让你们停止,因为太高兴了。
There isn't a person that I've ever met that you couldn't find something good to say about them, ever.
天下我从来没遇见一个人在他身上找不着任何的好处。
Well, there are other things I could say, but let's start with these and just watch what God does. Watch how you can go from being a problem to being a blessing to other people.
Well, 还有很多其他的好的话语，我们可以去尝试。但是只要愿意从这一点开始的话，你就可以看到神能够做多么奇妙的工作。
But attitudes, can you believe how they affect our lives and the lives of others? That's amazing.
我们的心态，你是否了解它能够多么影响我们和别人的生活呢？
So which would you rather be known as? A person who is always finding fault, criticizing, and making life miserable for others? Or a person who is kind, who ministers grace to others, and who builds others up?
所以你究竟愿意成为什么样的人呢？ 一个吹毛求疵、常常指责、使人烦厌的人呢？ 还是一个和蔼可亲、经常以恩惠造就人的人呢？
Guess who it has to start with?
Sorry?
Guess who it has to start with?
你猜猜我们应该从哪里开始？
Oh, with God's help, we can do this. Amen?
借着神的帮助，我们能够做得到，对不对？ Amen.
Then let's start now. Let's be positive and encouraging.
就让我们现在就开始，让我们讲正面、鼓励人的话。
谢谢Ryan牧师正道，再次提醒我们，我们的态度可以影响到别人，求主帮助我们，让我们能够彼此以和平忍耐互相对待。Thanks, Steve, for the wonderful sermon. Yeah, really helped me a lot and remind us we should treat each other with peace and love.